Recorded Books presents Hidden Summit by Robin Carr, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. Bree Valenzuela finished her large latte and looked into the empty cup. She'd been waiting in this coffee shop for over an hour, trying to look engrossed in her newspaper. But as the time ticked by, she only grew more concerned. The man she was meeting was a witness to a murder and needed a place to hide out. She'd be hooking him up with a place to stay and a job in Virgin River as a favor to one of her colleagues from the Sacramento District Attorney's office. And when a witness was late in meeting his contact, there was reason to be concerned. Bree wanted to make a phone call to Sacramento, but didn't want to alarm anyone. Instead, she asked the barista for another latte. This witness, now known as Connor Danson, had seen a very well-known, high-profile Sacramento businessman shoot another man. Danson had been taking trash out behind his hardware store when it had happened, and had seen everything. He'd called the police and become the sole witness to the crime. Thanks to his prompt report, they'd found evidence of blood in the man's car, though it had been cleaned, but no weapon. DNA tests had proved the blood belonged to the victim. But shortly after an arrest had been made, Danson's hardware store had burned to the ground, and a threat had been left on his home phone voicemail. "You stayed out of the heat this time, but you won't slip by us again." Clearly the suspect, Regis Mathis, a very distinguished pillar of the community, was connected. Bree had served as an assistant district attorney with Max, officially Ray Maxwell, some years ago.